Albert Hurst. Great welcome. Thank you all very much for just being here. I've just come out of what they call a downer. You know what a downer is? You know, we chained slides and started doing sit-ups again and doing all that stuff. You get weird. You really get weird. Speaking of weird, on the way over here tonight, I saw the damnedest bumper sticker you ever saw. I'm going to share it with you because this bumper sticker gets everybody, okay? It doesn't leave anybody out at all. It said, "Nuke the gay whales for Jesus." I didn't write it. I didn't write it. It's not my bumper sticker. It belongs to other folks there. So, anyway, I'm going to give you more and very little bits of information as the evening goes on. I know your evening will be enriched. By the way, my big band in Los Angeles, which is known as Refuge West, has finally cut not a record, but a video. We did a video like Michael Jackson did. You want to hear a very, very fun? I found out. Let me look around, make sure there's nobody under 18 in here before I tell this story. No brats in here, huh? Right? Everybody cool? I found out that Michael Jackson and Boy George are going to do an album together. I swear to God. And I found out the title of it. It's going to be called Let me beat it for you. Was I out of line? Sorry. Sorry. See, what other piece of information do I have here? None. I want to do a nice ballad, which is, this is a hell of a segue from that line into this tune. This is a tune was made famous by everybody, mainly a gentleman by the name of Coleman Hawkins. I did this on the concert tonight, and we're going to do it now here. This is Body and Soul. Thank you. you some information here. There's a new album out that I had the pleasure of playing on. Remember Tony Tennille? Huh? She's got a new record out called, the title of it is Here and Now. And it just got released about 3 weeks ago. Unfortunately, I can't tell you what label it's on because all I have is a cassette. I don't play records. I put a cassette and go sleep. But this album that Tony did is a complete departure from anything that she's done up to now. She did stuff like I Got It Bad and Daydream and Let's Do It, you know, and all kinds of standards and all kinds of great stuff. Check it out. My guess is you'll dig it even more than Linda Ronstadt's album, or at least as much anyway. I think she gets a lot of, she has a lot of guts to go in and do real music, you know, instead of some of the, isn't it interesting? Real music for a change. Maybe it'll come back, huh? You guess that? Anyway, by the way, that video, the videotape that I have out, it's on Sony with my big band too. And it was recorded live at Redondo Beach at a place called Concerts by the Sea. It's what they call a Sony video LP. It's only four tunes and 26 minutes long. But if you, any of you here have a Beta Hi-Fi, you know what that is? You got one?
Where do you get that tape?
Tower Records. Do you have anything called Tower Records or anything like that? Any Hi-Fi video place should have it. If they don't, try and order it. You know, it's been selling fairly well. Okay, it's interesting as hell. It's up on the same list with all of the greats, you know, Duran Duran, you know, all of the. I'm really honored, you know, to be in the presence. And Michael Jackson's is on 40 Sony too. It's a Sony tape, okay? Is that clear? Did I make that clear? It's not clear to me. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're gonna do a tune now that I refer to as the Shepherd Song. By the way, I'd like you to give a grand round of applause to Mr. Haggerty back here, who's done a first-class job with the sound here. When I can hear myself, it's great. Mike Haggerty. Absolutely. Any of you trombone players got a screwed-up slide, go see John Upchurch, too. This actually works. I'm surprised. He was going to file it in a circular file earlier. Well, anyway, this is the Shepherd Song. Otherwise known as The Song Is You.